right, so while we talk about Robert Redfield and the CDC, the former director just basically saying, look, this came from a lab. It was made in a lab. And the next time they let one go, it's going to be a hell of a lot worse. That's the takeaway from what he's saying there. No idea who these people are he's talking to. It doesn't matter, but that's what he's saying. And now while all this is coming out now, a brand new documentary about the pandemic being released on PBS. It includes an ugly exchange between Anthony Fauci and a man on the street, well, on his front porch in Washington, D.C., as they're trying to tell him about how important it is to get the jab. This is sometime, partway through the pandemic. I'm surprised that it's being put out there now, but it is, well, he hits a buzzsaw. Watch this.
People in America are not settled with the information that's been given to us right now.
So I'm not going to be lining up taking a shot on a vaccination for something that wasn't clear in the first place. And then you all create a shot in miraculous time. It takes years to create vaccination.
Well, it used to take years.
Okay, it used to.
You know how many years were invested in this approach? About 20 years of science to get us to be able to do it.
20 years is not enough. And 9 months is definitely not enough for nobody to be taking no vaccination that you all came up with.
The only reason I'm talking to you right now, as close as we are, is that I've been vaccinated.
Right.
But if it allow thousands of people like you don't get vaccinated, you're going to let this virus continue to percolate in this country and in this world.
Something like the common flu then, right?
It's like
much more serious than the flu. Though.
Well, the flu kills a lot of people annually, yeah, too.
You know how many people died of the flu the last year? I mean, not this year, virtually none, but the previous year, about 20 to 30,000. You know how many people have died from COVID-19 in the United States? 600,000 Americans.
The number that you all giving that died, that's once again, that's you all's number.
You gonna pay us.
Yeah, definitely. Because when you start talking about paying people to get vaccinated, when you start talking about incentivizing things to get people vaccinated, there's something else going on with that.
It's something going on. You're right. But I'm glad millions of people like me and most everybody here didn't get an incentive. You know what their incentive was? Protecting their health and protecting the city. Well, but I won't keep you anymore.
It's okay, because my incentive, y'all, campaign is about fear. It's about inciting fear in people. You all attack people with fear. That's what this pandemic is. It's a fear. It's fear, this pandemic. That's all it is.
I'm surprised, by the way. I'm surprised that they put that out on PBS. Anthony Fauci gets crushed by an ordinary citizen on his front step in Washington, D.C. You're full of it. Brings me back to the epic battle between Anthony Fauci and Rand Paul, of course. Senator Rand Paul says the lockdowns and the government overreach was a total disaster for everyone. He's right. He says Tony Fauci is to blame in large part. He's right about that as well. Listen.
This is a horror. The lockdowns didn't save any lives, but they damaged our children, particularly the least among us, those who live in poverty, those who have difficult family circumstances. Homeschooling your kids, I'm all for, but everybody can't do it, and some weren't able to do this for their kids. And we lost a year or two of education, and some of these kids will never catch up again, but it also did not work. Everybody got COVID eventually, and it wasn't effective. The countries like Sweden that didn't lock down, their kids went to school every day. Not one kid died in Sweden. So this was a fallacy promoted by Tony Fauci and the establishment of government, and it was wrong. It didn't save any lives, and we should never do it again.
Senator, appreciate you joining us.
Never do it again. He was exactly right. He called Fauci out time and again in front of Congress, hammered him for being dishonest or misinformed and spreading disinformation. You know, right there, they're spreading disinformation on the front step. Well, if you get vaccinated, that's Muriel Bowser, by the way. She's the mayor of D.C. If you get vaccinated, it'll stop the spread. It'll stop this from percolating in our community. No, it won't. Let's go back to Robert Redfield there. If you didn't hear this, I want to make sure you're clear on this. I've known this from very early on. Animal reservoirs, as they are referred, keep a virus in an ecosystem. In this particular case, in Michigan, for example, a large number of white-tailed deer tested positive for COVID early on. I'm sure the number is much higher now. And we've got deer in everybody's backyard, deer everywhere in Michigan. Maybe the same is true where you are. And as a result, if the deer run through your yard and you go to walk your dog or you walk out to the mailbox or whatever it is you do, and the deer are out there shedding and spreading, like an old-fashioned manure spreader, shedding and spreading the virus, well, guess what? You're going to walk right through that virus. And it's going to be perpetuated in the environment because of white-tailed deer. They are in an animal reservoir that keeps that virus active. Active in the environment, right? We're going to see what happens now with the transparency, because Joe Biden forced to sign a bill this week to make it the law to release everything about the origins of COVID-19. We know the origins of COVID-19. It came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. We've known that for a very long time. And Robert Redfield is just verifying what we already knew. The virus persists in the environment. We knew that. And if you didn't know, now you do. We also know that Anthony Fauci went door to door trying to convince people things that simply were not true. And we know that keeping kids out of school was damaging. That masks do nothing. We've known all of these things from the beginning, and now we have verified them time and again. The things that got us silenced on Twitter and Facebook. Silenced, canceled, mocked, called conspiracy theorists. Well, guess what? Masks don't work. Check. Anthony Fauci paid for this research. Check. The virus escaped from a lab in Wuhan, China. Check. If you take kids out of school, it's going to do great damage. Check. Look at all of those conspiracy theories, one after another. Check, 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 check. Done. I'll never believe them again. I'll be right back.